Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to On The Record. We are the two Mikes. I'm Mike Graham, and who are you?
I'm Mike Porky Parry, and this is, as you quite rightly say, the two Mikes on the record.
It is on the record. And what is it on the record about exactly?
It's on the record about issues that matter.
Yeah.
And there are some very important issues around.
I must tell you, actually, because you know I've been away.
Yes.
But a lot of people have been very complimentary about the new feature that we've done.
Yes, that's right.
The Porky book review.
That's right, yes, absolutely.
I actually think, you know, because we are... you know, very, very serious journalists to be taken seriously.
Yes.
I wonder, rather like the New York Review of Books, whether it should, rather than the Porky Book Review, it should be the Porky Review of Books.
Well, maybe, if you like, something
sounds
like that.
Sounds better, doesn't it?
I mean, the point is, all I do is get the information over. However people want to package it up to them.
But you read a lot of the books.
I read all the books.
Sure.
I've got piles of books at home. I've got a mountain of books.
People were being rather dismissive of your theories on the opium wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm afraid
I don't care.
So.
I don't care. I do more studying than they do. If they've got an opinion on it, they can have an opinion.
All right, fine.
But they can stick it in a pipe and smoke it.
I'll just pass on some feedback for
you. All right, I like the feedback. Okay.
You don't mind that.
Now, listen, I'll tell you what happened while you were away, of course, and I've been back a few days now, but I never got the chance to talk to you about James Bond and the Danny Boyle situation.
Oh, Danny Boyle's walked off, hasn't he?
No, Danny Boyle and...
Oh, Danny Boyle, the pipes are calling.
You see, Daniel Craig is the lead actor, and they had to sort of beg him to do this film. Well,
Daniel Craig's a very clever man, right?
Of course
he
is,
was able to say...
Rather slush my wrist.
Well, he said he'd rather dig holes in his eyes with a sort of rusty spoon.
Thereby
guaranteeing himself another 10 million.
Well, I think he's got a total of about 40 million for this film or something like that. But anyway, they said creative differences, okay?
Did they call a medic or anything?
No, that was part of my presentation.
Oh, sorry.
They called it creative differences, okay?
Right.
Now, what that means is that...
They've had a massive row.
They've had a massive row because of the casting and the people they want to
We've
play the roles.
We've had creative differences in the past.
We've had creative differences in the past, but...
Which usually involves a lot of shouting.
Now, Danny Boyle is a well-known lefty.
He is.
A massive lefty.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, I don't understand is people have been giving him a hard time for that wonderful, magnificent opening ceremony of the Olympics.
But it included a load of nurses running around, jumping up and down on beds to illustrate the National Health Service.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the National Health Service isn't the greatest thing about this country.
Well, no, it's not.
It's
but
a good
part,
thing. It's
part,
been going on for a few years.
But great about this country,
we also, you know, we also have things like, magnificent achievements in engineering, in history, in politics.
Brunel, didn't he? Sir Kenneth Branagh, no less, dressed as Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Well, Sir Kenneth Branagh's a bit of a sort of old peacock, isn't he? You know what I mean?
I mean, the only right-wing sort of actors that I've ever heard of have been people like John Cleese, who's gone mad.
That's right.
And claims he's now going to go to live somewhere in the Caribbean.
The other, of course, is Jim Davis, who the Tories in the end decided they didn't want to know about.
He became a little bit of a liability, I think, politically.
The thing is, when he starts putting out pantomimes at Christmas, which have nothing to do with a young lady losing a shoe, but he renames it Sin, S-I-N, Der Ella, and then, you know, brackets, the secret story of what she got up to
in the
broom
cupboard.
Yeah, and all that kind of kind of stuff. Yeah. I think even they decided it wasn't there. But anyway,
although, I'll tell you something that really took me by surprise.
Oh, yeah.
One of our great fans and a good friend of ours, Mr. George Galloway.
Yes.
Once had a man on his radio show who he was interviewing, and I had not been able to find out from the beginning of the interview who it was.
Yeah.
So I kind of caught it halfway through.
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy sounds very familiar. But George kept saying things like, one of the greatest comic minds of our generation. Yeah. And he was lavishing praise on this man. Right? Yeah. Turned out to be Jim Davidson.
Davidson, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, he had a huge drink problem when he was a young comic. And I remember reading the piece of him once when he went on the wagon, you know. And his famous quote was, you know, he went to some award and said something like, you know, fortunately, 9 months ago, I managed to leave alcohol alone. Right. Or should I say, more importantly, alcohol left me alone.
Yes.
But within 6 months, he was in the papers again, getting bladderated again. And he ran through his daily routine because he was doing like, he was on tour doing late shows.
Yeah.
And he would next morning sit in the bath, you know, to relax, you know, after a hard night.
After the night, yeah.
And drink a bottle of brandy in the bath, you
very
know,
nice.
For, until about
doesn't sound a very good idea.
1 or 2 o'clock. But no, he conned us all once because Roger Taverner was the showbiz reporter, right? When I was the...
Who's still around, Roger Taverner?
Well, I don't know what Roger's doing. Also, I see a Twitter account.
Yeah, he's got a Twitter account. And it's definitely him because it's his picture.
It's his picture from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he used to
look
like
now.
He's a very handsome man, Roger, but and he had a swathe of blonde hair.
Yeah, he had a mullet.
He had a mullet, that's right, yeah. And he was a great associate of females.
Swordsman, you know, we used to call
it. OK, yeah, yeah, yeah. And... but he only sends in tweets from places like Australia,
he spend a lot of time
New Zealand, Haiti.
How does he make any
Papua
money?
New Guinea. I have no idea. I'm not sure if he goes there or he just lifts them off websites or something and puts them out.
Well, I don't see his name in any newspapers or anything.
No.
You?
And if you look at his Twitter description, he names himself as broadcaster, journalist, writer, author.
True.
You know, and, but he, I mean,
fantasist.
Fantasist, yeah. But I never see him, even if he's a travel journalist, where does he publish his fucking travel
I've
pieces?
I've no idea.
Either have I.
Maybe we should try and get him on the show.
I've actually been sort of in contact with him, and he said, as soon as I'm next back in England, we'll go out and have a drink.
Okay.
I'll explain all.
I mean, I haven't seen Roger Taverner for years, decades.
I have no idea how he funds himself.
Yeah.
I went on holiday with him once. He went to Marbella, and we nearly got knifed to death by a gang of people. Who, because Roger picked up one of their birds in a nightclub.
So when you say nearly got knifed to death, did you get knifed at all?
Well, I was chased down a flight of stairs in a block of flats by a madman wielding a machete.
What were you doing in a block of flats, for heaven's sake?
Well, the girls invited us back.
Oh, right.
And we got back there and thought this was very romantic.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the door was kicked down, right?
It was a Colombian drug gang.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, turned up.
The
and I thought,
cartel.
What the fuck is going on here? And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
It literally was. We ran down the stairs. One of us got into the car first. The other one threw himself on the back of the car to get away. I'm not joking. It was so terrifying. Cute. It was absolutely terrifying.
Did you get anywhere at all before the gang had burst in?
We hadn't had time, had
really?
We? You know, but that was because I told people he was Don Johnson.
Oh, right.
You know,
he didn't wear socks, did he? And he rolled the sleeves of his jacket up.
That's right.
That's all he had to do in those days.
Yeah, Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Miami Vice.
But anyway, so...
how did we get on to him?
Well, because... what's happened is there's some new series starting and it's a Sunday and they always knew the showbiz guys get a good Sunday for Monday and kick the week off well, so it was, you know, come meet the cast of this new you know, Sunday night at the London Palladium or something, and Jim Davidson was amongst it. So Roger rings me up from there. He was one of the first people ever to have a mobile phone on the express. You know, the size of a house brick, okay?
I remember him well.
And he was one of the first people walking around, you know, with this on his shoulder, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, because it used to be massive, didn't it?
It was massive,
a huge battery pack that was like
That's what I'm saying. The battery pack you have to put over your shoulder and all that kind of stuff. And so the phone went, you know, and I thought, that's a strange number. I don't recognise that. You know, hello, oh, it's Roger here. Oh, right. Yeah, where are you ringing me from? The mobile phone. Oh, they work, do they? That was how unusual it was in those days.
Well,
you
listen, when I first came back to the Express, I probably told you the story before.
Yeah.
I was sent out to Snaresbrook Crown to Crown Court or something with the phone.
Right.
Right. And I came back, hell was kicking off because they were like, why haven't you had the phone on? We were trying to reach you. I said, well, you didn't tell me how to switch it on.
No.
I didn't know.
No, exactly.
I had no idea. I said, well, it never rang.
Yeah.
They said, well, you've got to switch it on, you plank.
Funny enough, Rog went out with a very lovely lady called Leslie Ann Jones.
No, I remember Leslie
Who
Ann
was
Jones.
Ken Jones's daughter.
She was the one who did the interview with Jermaine Jackson, which Vanity Fair picked up
right
when I was in my first week as features editor of the Daily Express.
Right.
In which Jermaine Jackson was then interviewed on, in which he basically said, "I believe my brother Michael is a paedophile."
That's right, yeah.
Page one of Daily Express.
They've been attacking
right?
children, yeah.
Next morning, yes. I get a phone call from Philippa Kennedy saying, "Have you got Capital Radio on?"
Yeah.
And I went, "No, I've just been in the shower." She said, "Oh, Jermaine Jackson's on saying he's going to sue the Express for $27 million."
Yeah, excellent, yeah. Well
which
done.
Of course he never did.
No, no, of course he didn't, because he
she
said
hadn't,
it.
And it was and Taverner was still with her.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
she had in fact done the interview with, but not told Jermaine Jackson that she was a journalist.
Right.
She'd struck up this kind of friendship with him.
Oh, I see.
And had these conversations with him, recorded them, but never told him she was a journalist.
Well, why did he think she was recording interviews then?
Well,
or was she surreptitiously recording?
No, she was surreptitiously recording.
Well, she had like a recorder in her bra or something.
Well, she was on the phone. You know, I think it was all on the phone.
Oh, on the phone, I see. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. But anyway, her father, Ken, who was an outstanding sports writer.
Ken Jones.
Yeah, unfortunately, he fell under a train at Waterloo Station and lost his right arm.
That's
or
true.
It could have been his left arm.
I think it may have been his left arm.
Yeah, it might have been his left arm, which is a bit unfortunate.
It was a shocking incident, that.
Well, it is shocking, isn't it, if you fall under a train, particularly if you need your arms to write with.
Well,
you know
very
what I mean?
Lucky.
Yeah, well, it's not very lucky to lose your arm after falling under a train.
I don't know what you're laughing about. It's a tragic story.
But, you know, I say a guy fell under a train and lost his arm, and you say, well, he was very lucky.
Well, he could have been killed, is what I mean.
Most people would think that was a bit bloody unlucky.
I mean, but he could have been killed, in which case it's actually lucky.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I suppose it all depends on how you see the world.
Yeah, but anyway.
Is he still alive?
I doubt it. It was a long time ago, and he was quite old though then. But so Leslie Ann and Taverner struck up. I remember ringing Taverner one night. I was very fed up with him about something. You know, he
was this when you were news editor?
Yeah, I was news editor, and we missed a story on something. Yeah. He was officially our Boy George correspondent, right? He got well in with Boy George. Right. Everybody liked Rog because he's a very attractive looking guy, you know. And he started working with Leslie Ann Jones, who was like freelance, you know, and all that. And they got in with Boy George, and I thought, well, this is going to be great. And then somebody else got a story on Boy George, and I rang him to find out that he'd been out all day with Leslie Ann Jones, you know. And I started really swearing down the phone, and all this kind of stuff, not realizing I was talking to Leslie Ann Jones and not Roger Taverner.
Yeah.
And it was vile abuse. I mean, very vile abuse.
Were you abusive to her?
Well, I didn't know I was being abusive to her.
No, but I mean, were you referring to her in an abusive way?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I want to speak to Taverner.
Well, that was lucky. But you didn't say, you know, what the fuck were you doing with that floozy, blah, whatever.
No, no. I said, you're fucking private, like your own fucking private. Yeah. I don't ever fucking, you know, take a day off again, you know. And I don't think he'd had a day off for about 30 days.
No, probably
because
not.
I wouldn't let him have a day off. And then he has one day off.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then, you know, days, take a fucking day. Oh, I haven't had a day off in 30 days. You haven't had days off, you wanky, you know, and all this kind of stuff, you know. And the
shocking, really.
Got sorry, yeah. But anyway, getting back to it. So Taverner goes down to see Jim.
So he's gone to see Jim Davidson. He's rung you.
Yeah, he's rung me. And he said, it's a great story here. He said, Jim Davidson's gone bust. And, you're laughing, huh?
Don't do that when I'm drinking water, please.
You know, it's...
By the way, somebody saw a picture I put out of us when we're recording these podcasts very lavish studios in Victoria.
Yes.
And were surprised. It exhibited some surprise that there wasn't any wine on the table.
No, that's right, it's just
gave
water.
Gave me an idea whether we should suddenly start imbibing while we're doing them.
Maybe we should, we've got a new podcast coming out soon called Blado e Modo, by the way. But we'll tell you more about that later.
We'll talk about that later.
But anyway, so I said, what do you mean? He said, he's gone. But he said, it's so bad, he's moved back into his mum's council house.
Oh,
and I said, his mum's council house? I said, his mum doesn't live in a council house. You know, and I sent somebody to get off the cuttings, because in those days, there was no internet. You couldn't check the facts on your screen.
Also,
there were
the
no screens.
The library guys were geniuses, weren't they? Because you could ring them up and some of them would know in their heads when the last five stories had been written.
That's right,
about a particular individual.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the stories was that, you know, Jim Davidson bought his mother this £250,000 country house, which was a lot of money in those days.
Right.
And she was quite sophisticated,
so it wasn't a council house, exactly.
It wasn't a council house, really? Anyway, you know, everybody went with this story. I was very suspicious about it, but I simply couldn't say we're not using it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it and all that. And it turned out to be completely untrue.
Right.
It was just a great line from Jim Davidson turning broke.
Well,
you know,
he was a very good self-publicist.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, very good self-publicist. But anyway.
But you were talking about the bond situation.
Yeah, the bond situation. Now,
with our friends from the left.
So what's happened is, right, I'm told by inside sources, It's nothing to do with, quotes, creative differences, uh-huh. that Danny Boyle wanted to choose the Bond girls, right. the female actresses,
okay.
and Daniel Craig said, no, I'm having the biggest say in that because right. I'm the major person here and okay. all that, and I've got to act with them.
Right.
It was all down to the fact that the plot of the next one mm. is going back to Cold War against Russia, right? right. But Danny Boyle allegedly,
right.
I can't say anything more than right. that.
Well, you mean it could be wrong then?
No, wanted the Russians yeah. to appear to be caring, considerate.
What?
You know.
You got mad.
An antidote to right. the evil West, right. right?
What?
An alternative way of life, Christ an alternative almighty. Society.
There's somebody falling on his head.
Well, this is the way he's always been. This is the way they are.
Yeah, no, but you can't.
This is a Jeremy Corbyn
no,
type view of life.
You can't
know?
Bloody well fucking change yeah. history. Yeah. You can't yeah. make yeah. the Cold War yeah. out to be something. That
no,
was
no,
actually...
no, no. The modern Cold War, not the one we've had in the past. No, the new Cold War. Yeah. He's saying, you know, the new Cold War.
Oh, well, because Vladimir Putin's such a decent bloke. It's well, another journalist killed the other week,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, is Danny Boyle's heart bleeding for any of them?
They get killed all the time. So.
Pussy Riot. Does he not care about that?
Well, I haven't asked him about that one lately, I'm telling you.
Right.
But no, the point I'm making is mm. is that it struck odd to me that mm. Danny Boyle was ever appointed by Barbara Broccoli, who's yeah. the daughter of Cubby Broccoli.
He's a great director, though. I mean, he's made some great films.
Well, he is, but, I mean, directors are great for the films they're making. Mm. If he was making something with a great social conscience, mm. do you see what I mean? Mm. He, you know, he'd probably had the right flair
Slumdog
for
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire, absolutely. Absolutely
film.
Fine. But I yeah. think to do one which needs the sensitivities of whether or not, you know, Britain should be a nuclear power, do you know what I mean?
That's not what James Bond is about, though. James Bond is not a political force, right? James Bond is a shoot 'em up, boys' own,
yeah.
great film, adventure.
Yeah.
For every kid that wants to be a secret agent.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly. But
forget about the politics.
No, it does, because what it often emphasises mm. is that we're still a mighty power in the world. Whenever James Bond gets into a uniform, he's a commander in the Royal yeah. Navy, he gets off a Royal Navy submarine, mm. flown onto an American aircraft carrier and all that, and
yeah,
there's an alliance
more and more,
between us and the Americans.
No, but more and more,
yeah.
it's not about individual countries yeah. that we're fighting, it's yeah. about some kind of, you know, international criminal conspiracy, which is, yeah. you know, what's the name of the last one?
Spectre.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think from what
and
I'm
the
being
guy with
told,
the bleeding eye.
Yes, that's right. I think from what I'm being told, this was going to go back and revert to
right.
a Cold War situation mm. because they felt they'd moved too far
yeah.
away from it.
Okay.
And when that became clear to Danny Boyle, yeah. I am told allegedly,
yeah.
he felt a little bit uncomfortable and wanted to soften.
Well, he's entitled to his view.
Soften the aggressive nature
yeah.
In which the Russians are being portrayed.
But it's possible
you know?
You're painting him in a bad light.
Well, I don't want to paint him in good
no.
light, bad light, or anything.
Well, I
I'm
know
trying
what
to tell you about
a light which isn't true.
I'm trying
basically.
To tell you about my inside sources.
That's all my problem is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Anyway, what else do inside
now,
sources
listen,
tell
I'll tell you what I want to talk
about,
to you about. I'll tell you
about
what
very wealthy filmmakers yeah, who
well,
might want to sue you.
Well, you know, filmmakers are good people. Now,
not all of them.
Yeah, well, you know,
well,
filmmakers who make films that people enjoy are good people.
Well,
that brings you a lot of comfort and joy, you know.
No, you wouldn't imagine, you know, the Bourne Supremacy or whatever the next
yeah.
Bourne movie's
yeah.
about
yeah.
Being, you know, in some way hijacked
no.
by, what's his name, Greengrass, the
yeah.
guy that makes those movies?
Greengrass.
I think it's Paul Greengrass.
Greengrass was a villain in Heartbeat.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the same guy.
Greengrass.
Paul Greengrass is
the... man with an old overcoat with holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul
yeah.
Greengrass, I think, is the guy who
is
has
he?
Been
Never
the sort of mastermind of all the Bourne movies. I think he's directed
he?
Them all.
Has he?
And he's a very talented director. You can't imagine him saying
no.
to the Hollywood studio,
yeah.
oh, you know, I don't think Bourne should be... I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Bourne is more against America than he is against anything else.
Well,
and the CIA and the
he's
sort
not against
of the covert,
America.
Well, no, he is the covert stuff
yeah,
that goes
he's,
on.
He's against the dark side of the CIA
yeah, yeah.
and all that kind of stuff.
But
now,
it's not political. Is it?
Now, listen. Once again,
yeah.
all these fucking nutters, right,
Which
who
ones?
Think that we've got enough money to spend on waste of money to go to the moon,
oh,
want
yeah.
us to now go and create a lunar base on the basis.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's rubbish.
No,
what
it's
would
not.
You do there?
Well, we need to move people out of this country and out of this world because there's too many of them,
well,
and we haven't got enough space.
No, that's rubbish.
You should see the traffic jams around this country,
that's
right?
Nonsense.
Did you see what happened last bank holiday weekend? Last bank holiday weekend, right? Yeah, yeah. There was no trains going out of Euston.
That's right.
There was no trains going out of Victoria.
Yeah.
There was traffic absolutely everywhere. There's too many people on this planet,
no.
and some of them need to fuck off.
No, no, that's not right.
Yes, it's true.
No, I'll tell you why in a minute. But anyway, listen, did you know, because I do from my my cosmic studies.
Cosmic studies?
Yeah, my cosmic studies.
Dropping acid.
No,
yeah, man.
No, no. My cosmic studies.
Yeah, man.
You do know, of course, that neither the North Pole or the South Pole on the moon ever receive sunlight.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, there is.
Well, there's a North Pole and a South Pole on the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bollocks, is there?
No, there is.
Who's told you that?
Of course there is. It lives on an axis like Earth does.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not a planet, is it?
It is a planet.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's a piece of rock.
Well, it's
there's
a planet.
On it.
It's not a cloud of gas like some planets. It's a solid planet, okay?
Well, what's your definition of a planet?
A planet is something which has substance and which you can land a spacecraft on and then step onto it without disappearing into the dust.
Well, like Pluto.
Yeah, you can do it on Pluto.
Pluto was a planet, right?
Yeah.
Then wasn't a planet.
Well, it's kind of...
Now they're thinking about making it a planet again.
It's a lot of gas.
It's messed up my you know, remember the verse, right? Many very excellent men. Remember that?
No.
You don't know that one?
What's that?
Many very excellent men jump sideways using new plimsolls.
What's that got to do with it?
That's how you remember the fucking solar system, you plank.
I don't care about the solar system.
No, look, let me talk you through it. Yeah, many, right, stands for Mercury, right?
Right.
Many, very, Venus.
Yeah.
Excellent,
yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
M, Mars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jump, Jupiter.
Yeah.
Sideways, Saturn.
Yeah.
Using, Uranus.
Yeah.
New, Neptune. Plimsolls, Pluto.
And where's the moon?
The moon's not a planet.
No, of course it is. Anyway, listen, what I'm
not
saying
sure you
is...
know what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is they've got a probe that's come back.
Really?
And it's got a bit of rock from the North Pole of the moon.
The North Pole of the moon?
Yeah, North Pole of the moon.
Where have you been reading this?
Eh?
Where have you been reading this?
In my scientific journal.
Moon Weekly.
No. In my... Don't be so ridiculous. And the bit
I'm
of
not being ridiculous.
The bit of rock they've got back
actually
has water in it.
Mm.
So they've decided there actually is water in the moon, and if they...
Well,
landed...
I thought they had ice or something, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. Ice, funny enough, is made of water.
No, but you say that, but it's complicated, isn't it?
No, it's not complicated.
Because the thing is, there's different levels of freezing. For example, does water freeze at a different temperature in space?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the atmosphere in space.
Yes.
Because it's denser or less dense.
So does it freeze at a lower temperature or a higher temperature?
Much higher temperature.
Right.
So,
I'm saying is it's possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've created ice.
You don't need to complicate it. I can sort these things out. Don't worry.
So you can't give people false information.
So what you can do is, you can land. What was the name of the landing plot for Neil Armstrong? You know, the man who told you to fuck off once.
Yeah, he did.
The
it's true.
Landing
He's
plot
dead
was the. It wasn't the Sea of Galilee, was it?
No, it was the Sea of Tranquility.
Sea of Tranquility. That's the one.
Sounds
like
the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah, that's
that was
right.
Where Jesus walked.
I've been to the Sea of Galilee.
Have you?
In fact, I covered
a... I suppose you've mistaken it for what's something on the moon, then.
No. I covered a war once, which was called the War of the Sea of Galilee.
Was it?
And that's when
was
it
a naval war?
No. It was on to do with the Navy.
Why?
It just happened the Sea of Galilee was in the middle between the Israelis, who were bombing the fuck out of the Palestinians in Lebanon.
Funny, things don't really change, do they?
No, and the Lebanese, who... couldn't make up which side they were on.
Well, they're with Hamas, aren't they, the Lebanese?
Well, there's many different loads of people in the Lebanon.
Yeah. The Druze. You know the people you never hear about now is the Druze.
The
militia.
Druze,
you know the Druze militia? Who
yeah,
Christians,
Druze.
Apparently.
Well, you don't hear anything more about the, like, PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organisation, do you? Or Black September, although, funny enough, that's
all
been...
Well, Jeremy Corbyn's keeping that story going.
Well, not only that, but it was also highlighted by anniversaries of the terrible massacre in
Munich
at the Munich Games.
Yeah.
But we won't go there,
because
that's too tragic.
Jeremy Corbyn doesn't remember where he was that day or what he was doing.
Well, he remembers being at some sort of dedication service, but doesn't know whether he was taking part.
No.
So maybe he was on...
And also,
you know,
maybe he was on some
acid.
Is that monkey dust?
Monkey dust, yeah. But anyway, talking about the Sea of Galilee...
Yeah.
Sea of Tranquility.
Sorry, Sea of Tranquility.
So what they'd do is they'd send another probe up, land it there because they know they can land there safely, and then they would actually feed a pipe through the middle of the moon.
What?
To...
What do you mean feed a pipe through the middle
to
of
the North
moon?
Pole? And
what
then,
a load of bollocks.
And then suck the water off.
Rubbish.
You see what I mean? Yeah, you can do that.
What sort of pipe?
Well, you know, sort of pipe.
Or something you buy down at old B&Q.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Well,
What they would do is they would land a huge probe on the moon with a pipe coiled round it of about, you know, a few thousand miles in length.
A few thousand miles?
Yeah, definitely,
Well, wouldn't you see that coming through space?
Well,
a few thousand miles of pipe looks quite big.
Yes, but it's wrapped round a cylinder. You see what I mean? And it lands, and then
it lands. It's like a soft sort of plastic pipe.
Yes, that's right.
Well, so you have to drill for it then.
Yes, it would. Well, it would be a bit like. Do you remember, for instance, Thunderbird 5? Right. What's your problem? What's your problem?
Thunderbird 5 Thunderbird was 5. The one in space.
No, okay. Thunderbird 4, then, was the one who went under the water.
Thunderbird 4 went underwater. It was a submarine. You do realise this was a TV show about puppets, do you?
I know, it was the principal. And listen, don't be ridiculous. How many times has drama actually created fact rather than the other way around?
Never.
And an awful lot of what's happened in Thunderbirds, right?
What?
An awful lot of what happened in Thunderbirds happens in reality today.
Really?
Of course it does.
What?
Years before...
Who lives on an island where it's got a load of rockets, right? And when you want to fire one up, what you do is you split the swimming pool in
half. That's right, yeah.
And it goes up from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a rocket. It was a flying machine. But what I'm going to say
is... Thunderbird 1 that went up through the swimming pool.
Yes, that's right, it was. An awful long time
although,
before...
Although, mind you, the Gallagher brothers have got eyebrows like the puppets, haven't they?
They have a bit,
Noel Gallagher and...
A very long time before anybody had ever heard of the space shuttle, we had Thunderbird 2.
Yeah.
Now, Thunderbird 2...
Look, they like the space shuttle.
It does. It looks everything like the space shuttle. Yes, it does.
Space shuttle's got wings.
Yeah, and so has Thunderbird 2.
It
not very big wings, but it has got wings.
No, Thunderbird 2 is the thing that carries all the other Thunderbirds.
Yeah, well, I'm about to say to you. So the space shuttle goes up into space. It docks with the space station, right? And by the way, Thunderbirds had a fucking space station a long time before there was one around in reality. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you agree with that? Yeah? Yeah? Thank you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's a puppet show.
It doesn't matter. They thought about it a long time before.
Who was your favourite Thunderbird? Who was your favourite?
I thought they were all a bit nerdy.
Lady Penelope. Used to have the Lady Penelope pink Rolls Royce.
That's
with
right.
By the way,
the Lady Penelope pink Rolls Royce looked exactly like today's Rolls Royce.
No, it doesn't.
50, 60 years on. Yes, it does.
No,
it's got the very flat radiator.
Hers had six wheels at the front.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Look, the body shape is almost the same. You know what Parker used to say? He only ever had two lines.
Yeah. Yes,
my
lady.
Yes, my lady. Yeah. No, milady. Yeah. And then he let off a missile and blow some fucking to pieces, you know, at her behest.
And
then
he also had that stupid music when there was a sort of a moment of mirth, right? When he'd go...
Yeah, that's right.
Awful. Terrible show. I know. Captain Scarlet.
Well, I Captain... Captain Scarlet and the Maestrons.
Captain Black fascinated me.
Yeah, that's right. I liked all them.
He's got gone to the dark side.
Yes, he had gone to the dark side a bit. But anyway...
So, where'd we go? The water on the moon.
So, what they do is they get like just what they call a mole, because that's what I was saying. Thunderbird 4 had a mole on the front, used to burrow through rocks.
Well, that's a bit like Total Recall. Have you seen that one?
Total Recall?
Yeah, that's the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They go to Mars, right?
Yeah, oh,
and
no,
they
I didn't
use
know
these
that,
massive,
that.
Great big burrowing machines to make the tunnels.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, but the fucking thing's huge, though, and that's also science fiction.
Doesn't matter. We can land these things now. We know we can. How do you think Crossrail was built in London?
Trying to finish that.
You'll be dead
before they finish that.
And it's due to open, I think, in a month's time.
No, I don't think so.
How do you think we built the? Do you know, by the way, the first Mersey Tunnel?
Yeah.
You know that was dug by Irish navvies.
Was it
with spades? Mm. They didn't. We didn't have drilling machines in those days.
Well, same with the Brunel Tunnel.
It was
in Rotherhithe.
That's
people,
right.
I remember. I was telling you, Rather people died.
Oh, lots of people
while
died.
While it was being built, because it would flood. You know what they were doing.
Things would cave in. Yeah. They'd collapse on men. Men would die, literally, of lack of oxygen in the tunnel and all this kind of stuff. It was it took a terrible toll on everybody, but in the end, they got there. They got it made. So, that's what I'm saying.
Saying that they should not... You know, in other words, so you spent the entire last 10 minutes telling me how we could now dig... And find things on the moon.
Yes.
How we could actually colonise it.
Yeah.
But now we shouldn't bother.
No, we shouldn't.
Well, surely, all of the reasons that you've said, we need to find
more
space.
What is the bloody point?
Well, we need to find more space for the human race.
No.
Because at the moment, the human race is filling up the Earth too quickly for it to be able to manage itself.
Listen, can I just tell you something about this, please?
Go on.
About the geopolitical situation going on the population on Earth.
Yes.
Right, now you used to live in Scotland, right?
Yeah, I did.
There is so much spare ground in Scotland.
There's a lot of spare ground all over the place.
That you could empty half of the cities of Birmingham, London, Cardiff, Plymouth and Hull and send those people to Scotland and you wouldn't cover even 5% of Scotland.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
Create new communities.
No, rubbish.
You have to create new communities. Yes, you do.
No.
There's no such thing as a new town unless it's a new town which is going to look after itself, stand on its own two feet.
That's not going to happen, is it?
I think that one of the things we do with the immigration situation, and some figures were released last week to say that I think net immigration is 87,500.
It's fallen massively.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's...
Yeah, it doesn't mean there's no people coming here. It means that the people are going somewhere else.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's too many people.
That's a pretty sizable town. Well, what you do is you say, look, I tell you what, come here. We're going to give you a government grant of £5,000.
Yeah.
With that, we wish you to buy some wood and some nails and hammers.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a piece of land in the Lake District.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe...
Surrey.
Well, Surrey's already too full.
Oh, right. So you go somewhere.
No, no.
In the Kildare Forest where you want to retire? Why don't you go and put them up there?
Well, that's a forest and you don't want to build in a forest.
Yeah, you do.
But I mean, you could go to the Brecon Beacons, which is very remote.
That's in Wales.
That's in Wales, that's right. And just say to people, look, you know, we'll give you all the.
There's nothing to do there.
Build your own homes. Well, they have to create industries,
like
won't
what?
They? There's loads of industries in Wales which supply things for the rest of the country.
Not very many.
Give them some fucking sheep and say, look, you know, we're going to revive the Welsh sheep industry.
The Welsh sheep industry is fine, thanks very much indeed.
Well,
they don't need 70,000 people coming in from somewhere else to go, we're now in charge of the sheep.
No, the idea that there's too many people in the world is rubbish.
No,
there's plenty of area. By the way, do you know what they're doing in New Zealand?
Well, they're telling you you can't come there and buy a house.
They're selling people in New Zealand now. You don't come from overseas and buy houses here. Now, the reason that's happened is not because, you know, ordinary decent people like you and me have gone to New Zealand and bought a house.
Yeah.
It's because actually people like these very famous and wealthy film producers and directors have been going there and buying farms the size of Wales, right?
Yeah.
And they're buying up like massive tracts of land in New Zealand, which means it pushes up the price of land.
Yeah.
Now that again...
Yeah, but surely you must be against any interference in free market economy.
Yes, I am.
So you can't be in favour of the New Zealand policy?
Well, I am both in favour and against favour.
Well, you can't
Well, yes, I am, because what I'm saying is the freedom of people around the world is essential for the world to settle in an equitable manner. For instance... Yeah,
there's the time.
Listen, don't even worry about the time.
Yeah,
Worried. There are too many bloody people in areas that haven't got any water or food.
Yeah.
Move them out and put them into areas that have got, you know, their ability to sustain them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, New Zealand.
Like Brecon Beacons.
New Zealand could take a lot of people from deprived countries.
Well, instead, they're telling people not to come.
Well, no, what they're saying is, please don't come and buy up huge tracts of land the size of Wales.
So it's all right to go and rent something there, then?
Yeah, of course it is. It's all right to rent. So it's, you know, it's got a great climate, New Zealand. It's never usually short of water.
I've got no interest in New Zealand at all.
And, well, I've never been, but I'm going to go.
Are
I'm going to find out. My sister's been. She says outside of the major cities like Wellington, what's the other ones?
Auckland. I used to write a column for the Auckland Sun.
Oh, yeah, of course you did, yeah. Outside of those major cities, it's like going back into 1950s Britain.
Oh, it is.
And all the
it's
cars
like
are...
One of these, it's like, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Settled by sort of strange people from the British Isles who had to get out of Britain because they couldn't stand living here.
Yeah.
And they've made it very weird.
Yeah, right.
Sort of Scottish people. And
weird.
Sort of strange
northern
people.
They're all weirdos.
They're all a bit odd.
All strangers.
We're the 2 months.
Her father, Ken, who was an outstanding sports writer...
Ken Jones.
Yeah, unfortunately, he fell under a train at Waterloo Station and lost his right arm.
That's
or
true.
Could have been his left arm.
I think it may have been his left arm.
Yeah, it may have been his left arm, which is a bit unfortunate.
It's a shocking incident, that.
Well, it is shocking, isn't it, if you fall under a train, particularly if you need your arms to write with.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
Very lucky.
Yeah, well, it's not very lucky to lose your arm after falling under a train.
I don't know what you're laughing about. Tragic story.
But, you know, I say a guy fell under a train and lost his arm, and you say, well, he was very lucky.
Well, he could have been killed, is what I mean.
Most people would think that was a bit bloody unlucky.
I mean, well, yes, but obviously, but he could have been killed, in which case he's actually lucky.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It all depends on how you see the world.
Yeah, but anyway...
Is he still alive?
I doubt it. I mean, it's a long time ago, and he was quite old, though, then. We got back there and thought this was very romantic.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the door was kicked down, right?
It was a Colombian drug gang.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, turned up.
The Medellin
cartel.
What
the fuck is going on here? I didn't know I was being abusive
to her. No, but I mean, were you referring to her in an abusive way?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I wanted to speak to Tavna.
Well, that was lucky. But you didn't say, you know, what the fuck were you doing with that floozy, blah, whatever.
No. I said, you're fucking private, like your own fucking private.
Yeah.
Like, now you have a fucking, you know, take a day off again, you know. And I don't think he'd had a day off for about 30
yeah,
days.
No, probably
because
not.
I wouldn't let him have a day off. And then he has one day off.
Very reasonable.
And then, oh, I'm having a day off in 30 days. Days off, you wanky, you know, and all this kind of stuff, you know. And the
shocking, really.
Got sorry, yeah. Where's the moon?
The moon's not a planet.
No, of course it is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low-odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.